Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, March 1st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. China's manufacturing activity last month grew at the fastest pace in over a decade, according to official data, a sign that the country might be shaking off the impact of recently lifted pandemic controls sooner than anticipated. Export orders expanded for the first time in almost 2 years, while activity in the services and construction sectors continued to increase, the data showed. FBI Director Christopher Wray said that the COVID-19 pandemic was probably the result of a laboratory leak in China, providing the first public confirmation of the Bureau's classified judgment of how the virus first emerged. Wray told Fox News that Beijing has been trying to thwart and obfuscate the investigation that U.S. government agencies and foreign partners have been conducting into the pandemic's origins. It comes after a journal report that the U.S. Energy Department also assessed that the virus was most likely to have resulted from a lab leak, while some other U.S. intelligence agencies either favor the theory of natural transmission or are undecided. China has disputed that the virus could have leaked from one of its labs. We're exclusively reporting that grocery delivery company Instacart's sales and profit jumped sharply in the fourth quarter of 2022 as it prepares for an IPO. Revenue for the full year rose nearly 40% to about $2.5 billion, according to sources. An internal memo seen by the journal said that Instacart is on track to generate more profitable growth and will focus on expanding the company's core business while investing in newer areas such as its health division. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures gained ahead of a new reading on manufacturing activity. On Capitol Hill, House lawmakers today are expected to vote on a measure to effectively ban Chinese-owned app TikTok. And on the earnings front, Salesforce and Lowe's are scheduled to report results. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.